Okay, thank you. Should I restart the reboot? Perhaps. Okay, good. So let's start from the beginning then. So thank you very much. So this is about a form of multi-precision arithmetic. And the problem with multi-precision arithmetic is that it is more cost extensive. You have a cost overhead. So that's where the parallel computing comes in. So multiple double arithmetic allows you to work more precise, but you still work with floating point arithmetic. So we are looking into making numerical algorithms, give them a more broader range. Now, to make it efficiently and parallel, I'm trying to vectorize the multiple double arithmetic, and I'm going to explain how you can do that. There are two types of parallel computation. So the first one is high level, very straightforward. The harder one is actually not really straightforward, and I will just give some hints to that. Okay, so I'm teaching also computational geometry this semester, so I got the definition of a robust algorithm. A robust algorithm actually performs in the same way if you start to tweak the inputs a little bit. So typically we work with 64-bit doubles, but we can extend it. So the idea to extend 64-bit float arithmetic using floating point arithmetic goes back to the late 60s, early 70s, when people at some point they were still forced to work with 32 bits, but they could actually figure out how to create more precision. So I was using the packages QDLib a lot, and there is also the Campari library. My goal is actually to go to GPU acceleration. So I'm presenting this on a gaming laptop, which is actually already quite as powerful as the graphics cards and the big servers that I was using 10, 12 years ago. So computers are actually too fast. For users, it's not a problem, but if you are a software developer and you really want to exploit your computer, it's a big problem. Okay, what is a multiple double? It's simply a sequence of several doubles. So if you work with complex arithmetic, you have a real part and you have an imaginary part, two doubles. Well, double-double is actually very much the same. Now, if your result can be represented exactly in one double, like you want to compute the number 8 here, then your second double is going to give you the accuracy at which you compute it. So with double-double, you have about 32 decimal places. Then you double again. With quad-double, you have 64 decimal places again and again. So that's the good thing. So you can still do numerical analysis. So you kind of have an error estimate if your result is an exact, can be exactly represented by 64 double. The drawback is that you're not going to notice all that much with double-double arithmetic. Actually,